Congressman Hebert on, sir.
Hello.
Mr. President, how are you?
How you doing, Eddie?
Man, they're killing me. I'm too old for this business.
Yeah, we just got
out of...
You wear them out. You wear them out.
you
wear them out. Let me ask you this. What does it look like? I just wanted to check, because I have to go to a dinner tonight.
We finished the entire bill this afternoon except Mansfield. We're in agreement all the way down on everything, tentative, of course.
Right, sure.
But we close it out on everything. Now, the first order of business tomorrow will be Mansfield, and that's what we'll talk about. We'll meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, I told Stennis I didn't want to discuss it at all, because I talked to Les this morning, as you know, and I talked to Clark, and I talked to Jerry Ford.
Yeah.
I told them that my conversation with you, and I was staying put. I told you I'd stay put, and I will stay put.
Right.
And I'll be guided by what you want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as what we can do, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to insist on some type of compromise, and then they have the threat of the filibuster. I talked to Karma this afternoon, and if anything like the Mansfield Amendment is in, he indicated to me he wouldn't give me a rule.
Good for him.
The rule would mean that, we got to get points of order, Mr. President.
Oh,
all waived.
I see.
And tomorrow night, of course, it's the deadline.
Yeah.
Now, we'd have to get this thing out by tomorrow. I'd have to go to him, and if there's a compromising language in it. Now, they told me this morning, the clerk told me, that the language Les had was acceptable to you. I said, you'd have to tell me that.
Yeah.
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
One, and I approve it.
That's the way I'm staying right with
you. Well, now let me ask you this. You're meeting tomorrow at 10?
Yes, correct.
Okay, could I call you tomorrow just before the meeting? And,
sure, I'll be in my office.
Let me think about the thing a little bit.
Think about it and find out what you want me to do, and you call the signals, and I'll carry them.
Well, I appreciate it.
I want the signals directly from you,
I appreciate it, and let me say this first, that the battle you put up has just been great, and I appreciate it, because, you know, after what the Senate did to have you guys stand up, it greatly strengthens what, you see, there is still a chance in negotiation. I've told you that, and you can take my word for it.
Well, here's what I...
Whether it comes off or not, I don't know. But be that as it may, we got to run the chance out. That's really what it gets down to. And you helped on that. And now...
Here's the day where I told the papers, trying to explain, because you know how to give you the pressure.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people run away. I don't run away from them. I talk to them, because I think I can...
Sure.
I can talk to them.
You can
handle
them.
Myself without anything.
Well, you can handle them.
They try to make you say things, don't you?
Yeah,
and
sure.
You don't want to say it. And I told them today, they said, am I under instructions not to take the Mansfield Amendment? And I said, let me go back and let me explain to you what the parliamentary situation is. I made a motion that the House disagreed to the Senate Amendment, appoint Count Freeze and go to conference. That amendment was adopted by the House. Like any pro forma amendment, it's the usual amendment we have when we go to conference. Following that, Whelan made his motion to instruct us. I asked the House not to shackle or handcuff my conferees, to leave me free and open as I do, and then I made the motion to table. Now, the motion to table did not instruct me not to do it or to do it. It was not voted on.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the merits of the resolution that's on the table, see, that didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mansfield resolution, or rather, the Mansfield resolution, yes, takes its same place with anything else in conference. Now, I was asked to do that. Stennis said, don't put my feet, he begged me not to put my feet too much that he couldn't maneuver.
Yeah.
And so that's the way it stands. So you got a car, and then I said, well, would you take a compromise? I said, I can't tell you what I'll do.
Yeah, good. That keeps
you, the thing is in conference.
You got the complete running room this way. That's good.
And the other day, I maneuvered them by being able to control the time. That's how it. Now tomorrow we got the Pentagon Papers coming on to privilege resolutions.
Oh.
Run the problems.
Well, you're going to handle that, aren't you?
I'm handling that.
Yeah.
I'm reporting both of them out advisedly and making a motion to table. Now, if I lose the motion to table, of course, it'll be open for an hour each, and we have some more monkey shines. I don't know.
Well, if they have a hearing, though, you'll handle it, won't you?
Oh, there's going to be no hearing. We already killed that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, hell yeah. We killed it in committee. This goes to the floor now as a privilege, resolution.
I see.
Oh, no. We reported advisedly on the resolution.
Oh, then the floor. I see.
Yes, and as soon as I call it from the desk, I'll move the table.
I see.
Oh, no, I'll move the table right away.
Oh, that'll be quite a vote. Well, I'll be watching you with interest. 10 o'clock tomorrow. When do you eat?
God, I don't have to eat. I got to go there. Listen, you tell me what I do. I don't know how you could run that job you run. What are you talking about?
No, I don't.
Really?
I stick around here. I'm sitting here. I'll get in the Security Council people now and have a talk with them about this.
Uh-huh.
We'll be in touch with you tomorrow morning.
I'll be down. I'm usually in the office by 9:30.
Bye. Okay.
And I'll make.
Well, I won't call you till 9:45.
I will make no moves until I hear from you, and whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
Good. Okay.
I can't offer more than that to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. Thank you very much.